Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Reish Ayin Vav. We are up to Siv Dalad, the last line on page 112. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalad, Im Yesh Ner Bebeis Yisrael, if there is a candle in the house of Yisrael, Uba Eino Yehudi V'Hidlik Ner Acher, and a guy comes along and lights an additional candle, so the Mechaber says, Mutar l'hishtamish la'oro, you are allowed to make use of the candle of the guy, ba'od ner rishon dolek, while the first candle is still lit. So you had one candle lit, a guy comes along and adds a candle, you're allowed to benefit from both candles so long that the first candle is lit. Aval la'achar sheyichbe harishon, but once the first candle gets extinguished, asur l'hishtamish la'orasheni, now it becomes asur for you to make use of the second candle. And so too, if a guy came and added oil to a candle that was already lit, the din is mutar l'shtamish ad kidei sheyichla shemen shehaya bo kfar. You're allowed to use the additional oil that's put into the candle so long that the original oil is still there. But once you feel that the original oil was gone, and now all you have is the oil the guy put in, then it's going to be aser. The Rama says, "Umutar limchos be'eno Yehudi shabod lahadlik ner o lahosa shemen." You're allowed to protest against a guy that comes to light a candle for you or comes to add oil to your candle. So that's funny. Why would you think that it wouldn't be mutter? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sifkat and Lamed Beis. So the first point the Mechaber said was, if you have a candle in your house, a guy comes and adds a candle, you are allowed to use his candle so long that your original candle is lit. So says in the Shibur, Rotz Lomar means to say, Afda ata ayidei aner hazeh shehidlik bishvil Yisrael, even though now, through the candle that the guy lit for the Yisrael, nisgadel ha'or yoser, so the room obviously has more light in it, afilu hachi mutter, still it's mutter to benefit from the increase in light. But we're dealing with the case that even if the guy would not have lit the second candle, you would have been able to get benefit a little bit from the first candle. So you would have been able to get by with the first candle. So the guy is not making it from not possible to yes possible. He's getting from, it was shayach to read by it, shayach to do what you want to do. But now the guy just increased the light. V'lachin shari, therefore it's mutter. Ubalav hachiyaser. However, if you were not able to see without the light of the guy, and now the guy adds the additional light, now you're able to see, so obviously then it's going to be aser. V'ayin la'el sof sivkotan chof. Look earlier what we said at the end of sivkotan chof. To go ahead and tell a guy to light a candle is usher in all cases. Even if you have one candle and you ask him to light an additional one, which as we're discussing here, you would be allowed to use it, but you are not allowed to ask the guy to light the additional candle. The Mishnah Berurah says, Vayter in Sefkotan Lamed Gimel. The Mechaber said that after your candle, your original candle goes out, you can no longer benefit from the candle of the guy. The same thing would be true if you have a madura, you have a bonfire that was lit on Erev Shabbos, and now the guy comes along and he adds wood to the bonfire on Shabbos for the Yisrael. It is usher for the Jew to benefit from the bonfire after the original wood that was there from before Shabbos is gone. So you're just using the wood that the goy put in for you on Shabbos, then it's going to be usher. The kodem sheyichlu yesh lahatir leisatzarech. But before the original wood gets finished up, then there is to be matir to use the entire bonfire if it is a time of need. Sivkaten lamidalin. The Mechaber then said, so too, if the guy came ahead and added oil to your ner that was already lit, you'd be allowed to use the candle so long that your original oil is still there. After al yedei nesinas Hashem nitosaf haor, even though by the guy adding oil, the light increased, It's still mutter. V'cheinim osur sha'ar tikun b'haner b'shvil Yisrael. And so too, if the goy did any other fixing up of the candle for the Yisrael, sha'yidei zeni tosaf ha'or, through his fixing up, it has increased the light. After b'vadai iser gomer l'chatchila l'tzavos l'enu higlozeh, even though for sure it's absolutely forbidden l'chatchila to command the goy to do this for you, afilu hachi still, mutter l'shtamish l'oro, if the goy did it on his own, you would be allowed to benefit from the increase in light. Kevan de belav hachi ha'yochol mitchilu k'tzas l'shtamish l'oro, like we said before, since without the goy adding anything, you could have gotten by and used the light, now it's just an increase in light, so therefore, you are allowed to use it so long that your original oil is still there. Sivkatan lamed hay. This is going on the Ramah that said you are allowed to protest against the goy that comes to light a candle or to add oil to your candle. Says the Mishabura, the Salka Daita Chamina. I would have thought to say, Lahachmir Bazeh, that you're not even allowed to protest against him. Maybe we don't want you speaking about lighting at all on Shabbos. And therefore the goy comes to light, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to tell him, don't light, because you're talking about lighting. So comes the Ramah and says, you are allowed to tell him not to light and not to add oil. Sivkatan lamidvav, limchos, you're allowed to protest. Umikevan de michabo, and once you protested against his lighting the candle, vehera lo, and you showed him, de lo nichale sheyase b'shabbos b'shvilo, that you're not happy that he is going to light a candle for you on Shabbos, afilu im achar kach osa hamalacha, even if the goy didn't listen, and he lit it anyway, choshev ki'ilu osa hamalacha letzarko, it's considered now as if the goy lit it for his own purposes, he's lighting it for you. But you protested, so now he lit it anyway. We view it as if he lit it for himself. And the Nelo umutr l'shtamish la'oro, and then you are allowed to benefit from the light. V'afilu im hoya haner shel Yisrael b'beis Yisrael. This is true, even if it was a Jew's candle in a Jew's house. Once you protest, he does it anyway, so you can benefit from it. V'chol zek ishlo yarem b'mecha'aso. This is all if you give an emes tikka macha, you're not being sly, but you really are protesting against, and he likes it anyway, so then it's considered he lit it for himself, and you are allowed to benefit. Sivkotan lamed zayin, you're allowed to protest against a goy that comes to light for you. Tafka kishaner shel eino Yehudi. This is specifically when we say it's mutter to protest, that's if the candle belongs to a goy. Aval kishaner shel Yisrael, but if a goy comes to light a candle of Yisrael, tzorech limchos bo, then you must protest against him, kisheroe sherotze lahadlik ner, when you see he wants to light the candle, o lahosev shemen bishvilo, he wants to add oil for you. The kanal b'siv koton yur aleph ayin shem. Now let's go weiter to Sivhei. Ba'arotzos karos, in cold places, mutter le'enu Yehudi lasos medura b'shvil haketanim. So a goy is allowed to make a bonfire to give some heat for the small children. Umutarim ha'gedolim le'schamim bo. So once the goy is making a bonfire for small children in a cold place, so the gedolim are allowed to benefit and warm themselves by the fire as well. V'afilu bishvil ha'gedolim mutter imakor gadol. And the goy is even allowed to make the bonfire for heat for the gedolim if it is very cold. Sha'kol cholim eitzel akor. Everyone is considered a chola. Everyone's considered sick when it comes to cold weather. And therefore, even the gedolim can ask the goy to make the fire for them if it is very cold. Not like those who are knowing to ask a goy to make a bonfire even at a time where it's not so cold. So it has to be very cold. So the Mechaber says, number one, if a goy in a cold place makes fire for children, which is permissible, so the gedolim are allowed to heat themselves by that fire, and even if it's very cold, you're allowed to ask a goy to make a fire for the gedolim, because everyone's considered a chola l'gabi the cold. But the bottom line is, you shouldn't follow that custom that people are doing, that it's not so cold and they're asking to make a fire anyway, dafka if it's very cold. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamilches. It's mutter for the goy lasos medura b'shvil haketanim, v'hu adin lahasik tanur beis achoref. Not only is it mutter for the goy to make a bonfire, it's also mutter for the goy to heat up the winter house oven that also gives heat in the winter. Once the goy does it for the ketanim, so the gedolim are allowed to heat themselves by this fire as well. Rotzalomer means to say, Kevon deha ikir nasa b'shvila katanim. Since it was b'ikir, the fire was made for the small children. V'kanal b'sif aleph. Therefore, everyone can benefit from it. Aval nasa b'shvil shneim b'yachah. But if he made it for both the katanim and the gedolim, posig al shulchan aruch lekamam b'simin shin chav hei sivav de'aser. Then the shulchan aruch passes later on. If it's done for the katanim, which is mutter, and the gedolim, which in this case is aser, so then this fire is off limits to warm yourself by it. Sivkatan mem mutter. The Mechaber then said, but even for gedolim, it's mutter if it's very cold. You're allowed to tell the goy to make the fire, to turn up the heat for gedolim if it is very cold. Sivkatan mem aleph. Again, imakor gadol. The belav hochi. If that wasn't the case, the adults would not be so bothered if it wasn't so cold. So if the adults are bothered because it's very cold, you're allowed to ask straight away the goy to make a bonfire for you to warm yourselves up. Why is that? Everyone's considered sick when it comes to cold. However, to have the goy heat up the fire, to light the fire again or to heat up the oven in the afternoon of Shabbos mincha time so that it should last until Motzei Shabbos, that's aser. Why? Since you already heated up the area in the morning, so we assume there's some heat still going on there. The afal pisha kfar niskarer, even though it already cooled off, we assume if the guy heated up the oven in the morning, and that was the afternoon, even though it got cooler, but it's not going to be to the point of being cold that everyone's going to be considered a chola lagabe that cold. Therefore, you'd have to protest against the guy that you shouldn't allow the guy to relight the oven until it is after Shabbos, after Tzitzik Ochavim. Umikom akom hakol tolui lefi hakor ulefi beis achor. For the Maisa, it depends always on the situation. If it really got freezing, so obviously even if it was the afternoon, it would be okay. It all depends on how cold it is and how much heat the oven gives off. Every matzav has to be judged separately. I'd like to finish the Mishnah Berurahs and then see a couple of important notes. Sivkata mem gimel. We said the reason why, if it's very cold, you could ask the goy to make the fire for the gedolim is shakol cholim etzel akor v'tzarech lohochim mibod yom. But you have to prepare before Shabbos hapechomim sheyum mizumonim b'Shabbos lifnei ha'inu yehudi. You'd have to prepare the coals that they should be ready on Shabbos for the goy. Ki asur liYisrael letaltalom b'Shabbos ulachinam lefanav, because it's asur for the Yisrael to carry them and to prepare them in front of the goy. Sivkata Mendal goes in the last point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, you should not act like those who are knowing to ask the goy to make the fire for gedolim when it's not really so cold that day. But the people who are doing it, you should not protest against them. It's better if they're doing the wrong thing, they should be b'shogeg, and not that you tell them and they're going to do it anyway. And like we pointed out in a previous year, a couple of shiurim ago, note 54, this is dafke and bevadei lo yikablu mimenu. This is only if you know they're for sure not going to listen to you. Aval besafek im yikablu mimenu, but if you're mesupik, maybe they will accept the musr from you, so then you would be chayiv to protest. Sivkotan memhei, she'ein akor gadol. Again, you should not be knowing to ask the goy to make a fire when it's not so cold. The alko ponim yizaru shelo lomar lo b'Shabbos lahasik o lasos hamedura. At the very least, you should be careful not to say to him on Shabbos to fire up the oven or to make a bonfire. Ele yiktzavu imo b'kablonis. Rather, you should enter an agreement of kablonis with him. Sheyasik lo koyimos achoreif. That he should fire up the oven the whole winter. Make a deal with the guy that I'll pay you by the job. Your job is to heat up the oven anytime it gets cold through the winter. And then, then if the guy decides on his own to heat up the oven in a time where it's not so cold, then we can consider it as if the guy maybe did it with his own das. When you would not have to leave the house. That concludes Siman Reish Ayin Vav, but I'd like to read two very important notes over here. Number one is note number 52. We said if it's not really cold, so gedolim are not normally mitzdar. What's considered a kar gadol? So if you look at the third line, he brings to the Aruch HaShulchan, Shekosha Lachriya Masai Nikra Kor Gadol Masai Lo. It's obvious, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's hard to gauge when it's considered very cold or not. V'yevshar ligdor bezeh geder barur. We can't make very clear boundaries over here. V'lo kol ha'anoshim shavim bezeh. Not everyone is the same. So it's very hard, very unclear, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what exactly is a Kor Gadol. It was very hot on Friday. You forgot to check the weather. You put on the air conditioner high speed. All of a sudden, Shabbos comes in. It starts getting very cold, and your air conditioner is on high. You can't deal with the cold that's coming out of the air conditioner. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, you're allowed to ask the guy to turn off the air conditioner. Because like the Mechaber told us over here, everyone's considered a chol gabei tzina, and therefore if it's very cold because the weather changed, you can ask the guy to turn the AC off. V'davko bebayis prati. Dafka, a specific person's individual house, she'en lebalabayis makom acher lishosbo. The person has nowhere to go. This is his central air is on so high, and he's freezing. Aval bebeisa knesas osur lomer lo lechabos as a mazgan, but in the shul this is not allowed. Kevan she'efshur lalechas lespala veluma makom acher. You can find in a different room in the shul that you can go to learn and to daven, and therefore you would not be allowed. So obviously in the house, if it would be in one room and you have other rooms to go to, it obviously would not be allowed as well. But if you have nowhere to go, so then Rav Moshe says you can ask the guy to turn off the air conditioner. Fosef, and he adds on, this we just saw a few shiurim ago as well. Shem yesh anoshim rabim beis haknesses, that there's a large crowd in the shul. Shakor yigrom lahem shel yechum beis haknesses. And the cold is going to cause many of them to leave the shul, v'lo yispalu b'tzibur, they won't be davening b'tzibur. Afilu shem miyotam espalum, it's a lot of people, even if it's only a minority of the people that are davening there, mutter lomar l'nochri l'chabos as a mazgan, you can ask the guy to turn off the air conditioner. Kevan shel tzorach mitzvah shel rabim hutru amir l'nochri. Since for a tzorach mitzvah of the rabim, so amir l'akum is mutter. One more note that's very important I'd like to read is note number 53. We said in the Mishnah Berurah, Mikoma Kama Kol Toil Lefi Akor Lefi Beis Achoreth. Again, everything is dependent on how cold it is and how the oven is working in terms of whether you can ask a goy to light it up again. Uleinyan Amira Lenochri Lahadlik Ma'avrer or Mazgam Bekayetz. The opposite case. First, we talk about him turning off the air conditioner. What about asking a goy to turn on a fan or turn on an air conditioner when it's very hot in the summer? Kosov Bishal and Shuvas Minchas Yitzchok. Shiyesh lahatir al pi divrei atosas baba basra. So you could be matir based on the words of atosas and baba basra. Sheviu as divrei Yerushalmi, where they bring down the Yerushalmi that says sheyoser yesh lehispalo lehinotzel mechom, that it's more important to daven to be safe from the heat measher mekor. See, heat is worse than cold. The Yerushalmi says, Od kosov shom. It's written further over there. Sheyesh lahatir al pi divrei halavush lagabe kor. There can be matir also based on the words of the lavush lagabe cold. Shekevan shehurgulu hanoshim lechamim es atzman. Since people are accustomed to warming themselves up when it's very cold, so nechshavim kecholim etzal tzina. That's why people are called cholim when it comes to cold. Im kein, if so, says im kein hu adin lagabe chom. The same thing would be lagabe heat. Since we're used to putting on air conditioners when it's very hot, so we're also going to be considered like cholim lagabe that, it will be mutter. The sayim shaman, he ends off over there. Shekevan sheholedes zerem hurak isad rabbanan. Since making the electric current is only the rabbanan, not like the chazanish who holds the raisa. Vafilu kishyesh nitzotzos, even if you see sparks. Im kein lomer lanachri lahadik Ma'avrer who rak shvus the shvus. Therefore, telling a guy to turn on a fan is only a derabbanon on derabbanon, because the whole thing of electricity, if we're going with it being derabbanon, telling a guy to shvus the shvus. Very kosva shochanorach lekamon the shvus the shvus mutter b'makom tzar. Meidoch. On the other hand, the Or Letzion writes that it's aser lasoskin. This is forbidden. You can't ask him to put on the air conditioner or the fan. Ubir, and he explains shekavonas hayushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't mean what we're saying he means. What Yerushalmi means by saying sheyoser yesh lehispal linotzel mechol me'asher mekor, the reason the pshat in the Yerushalmi that you should daven more to be safe from the heat and from the cold, he shemichol me'esh yoser sovel me'asher mekor. It's harder to handle the heat than it is to handle the cold. Aval choli yesh rak mekor v'lo mechom. But that which we say that hakol cholim etzel hakor, that's a din only in cold. Cold makes you sick. It might be harder to deal with the heat and more uncomfortable, but you don't get sick from the heat like you do get sick from the cold. V'chein kosa v'shalashi v'zikus Moshe, and Rav Moshe writes the same thing. So don't take the Yerushalmi, they say out of context, Yerushalmi says it's more important to daven to be safe from the heat and the cold, just means it's more uncomfortable to be hot than to be cold. But l'maisa, when you're cold, it's a choli, and therefore you can ask a goy to turn on the heat for you. But when you're hot, although you're more uncomfortable, but it's not a sakana, it's not a choli, and therefore Moshe says you would not be allowed to ask the goy to put on the air conditioner or to put on the fan. We will continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night with the new Simon Reish Ayin Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.